Hey everyone, I'm Claire Gilbert.
And I'm Hannah Genowine.
And you're listening to Slice of PI. We take stories from around Mary Lou Fulton Teachers College and showcase the awesome things that our faculty, staff, and students are doing to make our college and community a better place through principled innovation.
Today we're sharing the story of the Student Success Team, at least part one of their story. This is a team that didn't exist 2 years ago, and they've completely changed the way they work to better support students.
We'll hear from the directors and members of the team, faculty, and even one of the students who has been involved in their work from the beginning. You ready?
Let's go.
So, do you want me to start with what we had before?
Yeah.
That's Becca Soleil. Her official title is Director for Undergraduate Student Services here at MLFTC, and her bio says that she enjoys helping students connect to the people and resources they need to be successful.
That definitely sounds like Becca.
Previously in the Teachers College, we had a retention and engagement team that consisted of professionals who served very generalist roles, meaning they had to know a little bit about a lot of things.
They were supposed to know housing, counseling, financial aid, all of the support resources, etc.
And that's Erica Mitchell, Executive Director for Student Services.
But they weren't able to really dive deep into more complex student needs.
Because they weren't an expert in any of those areas. We have a wonderful retention rate, but our retention rate for freshmen was around 86%. And President Crow had asked that we reach the lofty goal of 90% freshman retention. So one of the reasons we really wanted to make sure that we reorganized was in order to reach the 90% goal.
And with those generalist positions, because we weren't able to really serve students in more meaningful ways, we just knew we weren't going to be able to reach that goal.
Okay, what do retention rates have to do with student success? It seems like ASU just wants to get their percentages up.
Well, Hannah, I'm glad you asked. I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. Look at it this way. If a student is struggling in school, in any area, it could be finances, mental health, academics, and they feel like they can't access what they need in order to succeed, they're more likely to drop out of their programs than someone who's doing really well in those areas. And if the people who are supposed to support that student only have a general knowledge of how to help in each of those areas, they probably won't be able to help each and every student with their individual needs.
So then the student gets discouraged and feels like they can't overcome those things, and they drop out and retention rates go down.
Exactly. And then Becca mentioned this.
We know that in K-12 settings, teachers aren't staying in the classroom for 30 years anymore.
So it's not just about retaining them in school, but also in the teaching profession.
Yes. We both know there are so many reasons teachers aren't staying in the field. I think you and I could probably list 5 or 6 right off the bat. And some of those things overlap with why students aren't staying even in their undergrad programs to become teachers. Mental health is a big one, and financial difficulties are another.
And if we know people aren't sticking around in the field, and they're not sticking around even in their college years, we should look at addressing the challenges that cause them to leave it behind.
Right. In swoops the student success team.
I remember when the idea came to be for the student success team, we were sitting in Becca's office. And it was Becca, Valerie, and myself, and we were talking about like new student orientations or something. And Erica walked in and she had this poster and she's like, I have this idea. I dreamt about it last night and I scripted it out this morning. What do you guys think? And we sat there and we were thinking about, you know, what are the needs? How can we, because she was restructuring her team and what would be the ideal way to restructure? And her plan just made sense.
That voice belongs to Carlin Ludlow, clinical assistant professor at MLFTC and program coordinator of the lower division program. The student success team wasn't just created on a whim by anyone, but involved a lot of input and collaboration from faculty in the college.
We figured out a while ago that the faculty have a lot of contact with students, and we weren't leveraging that amount of contact, that we weren't being able to identify where students needed things, and even if we did, what did we do with that kind of information? I had worked with the retention coordinators at the time, but again, it was very reactionary. And us being able to take this opportunity for her to restructure and get on the front end of issues and be able to provide areas of support to students before there were big problems, that was kind of what initiated all this change.
ASU is a large university, and so we have a lot of wonderful resources, but they weren't geared towards students in teacher prep programs, students that were going through a student teaching experience.
In the years prior to the student success team, the Teachers College had been collecting data from the student support process, which involved a whole bunch of forms that faculty and staff used to enter into a system to document student issues. But the issue with that was that there wasn't really a process in place for addressing these issues. One document shared by one person didn't necessarily get shared or viewed by someone else entering another document into the system for the same student.
People weren't getting feedback on how students were doing, and some students were entered into the system multiple times for the same issue by multiple people. But while some students were flagged for issues of professionalism or academics, there were underlying issues of poverty, illness of family members, childcare challenges, mental health, lack of engagement, finding community.
Lack of affinity with the major, not knowing what they wanted to do. Those were all big things for students and reasons that were preventing them from successfully and timely moving forward. And they were able to produce us information that anecdotally we knew was true, but now we actually had the evidence through sifting through that data. So that's really where I sat back and said, okay, these are the resources we need. These are the gaps we have, and this is what we need to do in order to provide our students the support that they need.
So she involved a few of us as faculty, ran it by us to see whether or not it, you know, it actually had some viability. We helped out with some research components related to what made sense for her to incorporate different positions, what were the roles that people should take, what are the needs that students have that those roles should help fill.
Carlin and a couple other faculty members were involved in crafting job descriptions and ultimately served on the hiring committee as well for the first round of the student success team.
And so that led to the creation of our student success team.
The student success team works as a group to reach out to students and support them.
But how do they know a student needs help? Hannah, tell us about an SOS.
An SOS means supporting our students. Basically, a faculty member sends in a notice to the student success team that a student needs help in a specific area. And instead of each person on the team reaching out independently and connecting with students, the team is deployed around them.
So it's this team of experts that comes around the student and develops a plan for support. And then it's not outreach happening a little bit here, a little bit there, so that the student's getting contacted by multiple people, but it's coordinated in the effort of this personalized support.
So we were able to create positions with professionals who really know about the mental health of college students and the stresses that future educators face while they're in our programs.
We talked with Michelle, a wellness coach, and Jeff, a financial coach, about what that actually looks like in practice.
So one example of our team working together is a student that was really struggling with some wellness issues, but the root cause of those wellness issues were some financial struggles. So I was meeting with the student, and the student was very emotional, and we kind of talked about the root causes of the struggles that she was having and the challenges, and we also talked about potentially accessing ASU counseling for additional mental health support. And then I also walked the student over to Jeff, who's our financial coach.
Michelle and Jeff sat down with that student, and Jeff was able to look at her financial aid package to find that she was eligible for another $2,000, which completely made the difference of her being able to afford that semester of school and took away the burden of her having to work an additional job to support herself.
That's an example of a way that we really partner and we work together to minimize the number of student appointments that the student has, but also like take advantage of the resources that are available on our team and the wealth of information that's available on our team.
So when a student like that goes to Michelle and Michelle notices that, hey, you can't pay your bill, she doesn't have to address it. All she has to do is send me an instant message or put that student on my calendar, and then she can sell that student on talking to me.
Jeff then mentioned that there's a level of trust with students that have seen other members of the team. Michelle tells a student, go and talk to Jeff, he will help you. And then the student is much more comfortable sharing what they need in order to receive the support they need.
And it helps that student with the issues that brought them to Michelle, which I can't address. And then I help her with the financial issues that she's not trained to address. If I see a student coming in and I see what they really need is help with math, I can recommend them to Jody Pratt, or if it's writing to Adam, or whatever the issue is. So we all sort of know to point towards each other.
Now that the student success team exists, students are getting the help they need without having to go all over ASU looking for it. It's centralized within the Teachers College and is staffed with trained professionals who know exactly what teacher candidates are going through and how to help them address the unique challenges they face.
Before the student success team, there was things that were really hard to get help with outside of the Teachers College, writing lesson plans, writing reflective essays, and getting help especially on elementary content.
Hannah Schooley, a senior here at MLFTC, shared some of the difficulties that college students face in learning how to become a teacher.
In a different major, if a student was struggling, they could go to the wider ASU Tutoring Center for help with their subjects. But previously, there wasn't really a place for students in a teacher prep program to go for additional help outside of class if they needed it. ASU didn't previously provide specialized help for students in a teacher prep program.
Ultimately, what we want to see is that our students have a positive experience when they're a part of our ASU and Teachers College community. And then we want our students to go out into their classrooms and in their communities to create positive change in the educational environments they're working with, because we know that will have positive impact on their local communities and on those schools, but also on the state of Arizona.
The impact has been significant because we've been able to really see, one full year. And within that full year, we saw freshman retention increase over 3% year to year, which is really remarkable given that we already had a high retention rate. So right now we're sitting at about 89.3% retention. And the goal is by 2020 to get to 90%. So it's evident that with the restructure of our team and having this personalized care and support, students are benefiting from that. In addition, we've sent out surveys to our students seeking feedback, and students have said that one of the only reasons they've been retained in school is due to the team and the support that they've provided.
So they really feel like they are being impacted in a positive way. They're leaving their meetings with our coaches, having gained new knowledge and new skills that they can deploy in their classrooms as teachers, in their own coursework, in our educational programs, or even just in their personal lives, whatever their needs may be.
I feel like the faculty are not alone in our role in supporting students. I feel like we are modeling how the approach that schools take and should take in supporting students, that it's not just the teacher in the classroom that has the responsibility to make sure that all the students' needs are met, that they're partners with us in this.
So obviously retention is the number one, but really what we're trying to do is we are trying to supporting students in K-12 environments. What we hope to do is to create a model here that students understand the benefits of having teams of distributed expertise and having these folks around them to support them and provide this personalized support and care is something that we should be doing at the K-12 level as well. And so by seeing it in action here, we hope to be able to practice what we preach, support students here so that then when they go out into the community to support K-12 students, that they can provide that same personalized services and support to them as well.
To hear the rest of the Student Success Team's story, stay tuned for the next episode. We'll talk more about the messier side of innovation.
We'd like to thank all members of the Student Success Team for taking the time to chat with us about the awesome work they're doing at the Teachers College.
And thanks to Hannah Scully for taking time out of her busy student teaching life to talk with us too. Until next time.